Good morning. I'm an addict named Shahida. First and foremost, I truly, truly like to thank the God of my understanding. And I don't just say that for me. I say that for all of those that sit here, for those that are not here. I just thank God this morning. I like to thank this committee for like taking a risk and in believing in me when some days I don't believe in myself. But before I go any further, I like to ask all of those that participated in the prayer and all of those that is from my hometown, Philadelphia, to stand up. And I did that because it represents what I can't do alone, we can do together. I also did that to show you that it's power in prayer and it's strength in numbers. And that the key or the theme of this convention is simplicity is the key. But last week in Philly, we had a convention. And the theme was getting your house in order. Now, I need to say, like, I'm not here to talk about the war story that I acquired in my active addiction. I'm here to allow anybody, old, new, black, white, whatever, that even when you feel hopeless, that there's hope for the hopeless. I'm here to allow you to know, like, since I've been here, I have acquired the story here. And I want you to know, like in 9 more days, if it be God's will that I live, that I will be celebrating 21 years clean. But I come to tell you, if you're not in a good space, that whatever is going on, be encouraged. That we are people, and I say we because when I talk about me, I'm talking about you, and I'm talking about us collectively. That we are people who people thought never was going to amount to anything. We are people who people looked down on. We was like considered the lowest of the low, the scum of the earth. But I'm here to tell you, when you got something that's far more greater than you, when you got something that can like tear you down and build you up and polish you when the dirt don't feel like it can be removed off of you, that you are somebody today. It's a lot of talent up in these rooms. I need to let you know, with time clean, some days it's real hard. You cannot say that you believe in a process and don't believe. I'm here to allow you to know these last 3 years has been a real hard journey for me. But one thing I don't do when life show up, because the reality of it is life has always been showing up. We just have not been showing up for life. But I'm here to allow you to know, no matter what you go through, you hold on. And when the rope break, you reach beyond the break. And when there ain't no perseverance, you reach beyond the rope and you grab for some more perseverance. And you reach beyond the break and you grab for some more patience and tolerance and endurance, because things is going to show up in your life. For the last 3 years, it has been a storm for me, but in these last couple of months, it has been so hard. When I got here this weekend, I thank God because I felt nothing but love. Because it's something about the spirit. When the spirit ain't right, you can't feel. I need to really thank the committee, because it takes work. And in order to reap the harvest, you got to do the work. Because if you ain't doing no work, it's going to show in how you live. Not what you say, but what you do. But I'm here today, I need to talk about honoring commitment. And not just to man, but to God. I need to allow you to know, like, it's faith. Even in the midst of the storm, I need to tell you how. For the last month, I've been feeling emotionally bankrupt. In this process, and the strangest thing is, like, when God puts you in position, He doesn't use or need your permission. Things you say that you won't never ever do, you wind up doing them. I remember as a kid, I've been a caretaker all of my life. All of my life. And I remember telling my parents that if they ever got down, I would never, ever put them in a nursing home. Don't say something and don't mean it, because your hand be forced around here. But I never thought that I would have the ability to take care of someone that I never knew until I met him in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. About a month ago, a dear friend of ours passed. He suffered with a couple of diseases. He suffered with the virus. He suffered with cancer of the pancreas. and a liver. And he got down to the point where he was helpless. Me, my sponsor, Roger, we went. Because his people was ashamed. Because they lacked understanding. We went, bathed them, changed them.
Genuine and precious. You hold on to it.
and you treat it and you handle it with care. Because see, we suffer from something that kills the spirit. We suffer from egos. We suffer from self-pride. Here it is. How do you think you can become so famous in an anonymous program? How do you really think that you are doing this? How can you believe, or is it an illusion? Don't you know? Every time you think you're the great I am, God will strip you to your lowest common denominator. He will humiliate you when you think you can walk around here and be self-righteous and be self-judgmental. We don't have a message. It is only what God has seen fit to bring us through active addiction, through living clean. It's only through God's grace that we survive.
Praise him. And you don't doubt him.
When you like balled up in a fetal position, because sometimes we fall short because we want to like be obedient to the flesh. We want to be like real obedient to the behavior. We want to like cheat. We want to like do things other than has been decreed, because this program is not a program of regression. It's a program of progression. It's a program to help clean the low-lifed, the no moral, the no whatever person up. It will take a coal and turn it into a diamond. If you trust in the process. A couple of years ago, and I'm talking about now to people who are married or who are in committed relationships. God honors commitment. I'm not talking about little boys and little girls who want a playhouse. It's a difference in playing house and in living house. I have been through some things here. And what I do now today is when things happen, I try to look at what God is showing me or what He wants me to do that I think that I'm doing and I might not be doing. I went through some things here in my marriage. And I ain't got to be graphic. But I went through some things that caused some serious harm. One thing we need to be remindful of is that we always want to pay a dear price for a valuable lesson. And sometimes the price be too high. But because we want to be obedient to the flesh, the price sometimes look like the prize. What I'm in touch with is that it's like real hard to try to keep alive. Because when you tell one, you got to tell another. Then you got to tell another. But you can't forget the first one you told. I went through some things. And when I went to the water this morning, it was a couple walking on the beach. This was about 25 minutes to 7 this morning. And I went all the way to where the tide come in. And I got down. And I threw my hands out. And I asked God to begin to allow the healing to come into me. Because one thing, you can say that you forgive through your lips. But if you ain't forgiven in your heart, it's in vain. And I ask God if I'm holding on to anything, take it. Because at this point in my life, I don't need nothing that's going to block my spirit to keep being enhanced. I went through a level of betrayal. And that was because they wanted to be obedient to the flesh. When you step outside of the rim, see, because God loans us each other. When He blessed me with the husband that I have, it didn't say it was going to be a picket fence, peachy and creamy. I believe adversity comes not only to tear down, but to build up and to make you realize what you got. Adversity builds character, and sometimes you got to be on the brink of losing something to really see the value of what you have. When I went through, I filed for a divorce. But it's something when you honor vows in the sight of God and not man. See, what I'm in touch with in marriage and in a committed relationship, it takes a coward to run, but it takes a lot of courage to stick and stay through the betrayal, through the adultery, through the infidelity. If you stick and stay and still can love Him in spite of and not because. Because with that behavior, it breaks down the trust barrier. You begin to lose hope. But God always got a way of working it out. Even when you don't know that it's being worked out. So whatever happens to me is happening for me. Why? Because it's preparing me for what I am yet to meet down the line. So it'll be a year come June we remarried. You know, I can't say God is good. He surpasses all human understanding. You know, He allowed dreams to become true. And then He allowed them to become a reality. In this process, I have been shown that we, as human beings, put limitations on ourselves. When we fail to honor the information that is so freely given, it's a sad thing to have the information and don't use it. When we so freely avoid it, we find ourselves in a man-made prison all over again. And we be engulfed with self-hatred, self-worth, no determination, all because we allowed a big F of fear to make us think that we are not worthy. I have watched people in my life go from going back to get a high school diploma, going on to get a master's, and now maybe pursuing a doctor. So I'm here to allow you to know that whatever your heart desire, if you keep God first, because a lot of us don't believe in God. See, I came here with a God. And what this process did, it only made me enhance more the relationship that I have with God today. Because it's evident in my life. I need to say it's evident in my life. When I can't reach none of y'all on the telephone. When I can't hit none of y'all up on a beeper. Where I am sometimes in an hour of darkness, and it ain't nobody but me. He has brought me to a point in my life that he has made me become more God-reliant than man-dependent. You know, God don't take nothing from you without replacing it. He don't shut a door and not open another. When he shut it, you best believe you can't go behind him and open it. Six months ago, I had major surgery. I had major spine surgery. So I know what God can do. 5 years ago, maybe a little longer, I was in a wheelchair. I had to learn how to walk all over again. Prior to that, I want to talk about some faith here. I lost my job due to no fault of my own, because of the negligence of someone else. I was cut with a contaminated scalpel. And I lost all my hair. I came down with different ailments. Thank God today I can buy hair if I want to have hair. That's accepting me for who I am. See, it takes a lot of work to get comfortable in this flesh. Like, I no longer got to, like, step in your shoes. I'm all right in mine. Hair, no hair. You know what I mean? I am who I am. And that's all that I am. And a lot of people don't like real people. A lot of people don't like honest people. Simplicity is the key. And what is the character? Honesty, open-mindedness, willingness. Some people today don't like my type of people. They'd rather keep being an illusion. Wondering if only can it be. Well, I don't like that. I want to know you got my back no matter what. See, because a friend, bling bling, a friend, do you hear me when I say a friend is going to be there in your highs and in your lows? A friend ain't going to judge you. They're going to tell you, ain't they, Roger, get your dusty butt up and try it again. You know, I need to do this for me. I need to, like, humbly and openly apologize to my significant other. Because through all of that adversity, I wasn't such a nice person either. Because see, there's a side to me that ain't so nice. Because if you hurt me, I'm going to get you. Because in reality, you know, I never really wanted to believe that I was a thug. See, people let my voice fool them. But I'm a thug on any given day. And when I went through what I went through, it wasn't so nice. At the time, it felt good. But when I came down off the pike, it wasn't nice. Because one thing, when you act out or you respond to one's reactions, you can go to jail clean. And recovery. See, I'll bust you in your head and think about it later. I'm telling you who I am. And I was all right with that person till something happened. And it's a sad thing being clean. And you can still feel like you live in dereliction, degradation, isolation, clean. When you relapse on the behavior. And my behavior is rage. Rage takes me places where I can't get back from a lot of days. And it don't feel good to me anymore, Rara. When you get to the point where you don't no longer feel it's something wrong with the picture, because this is a program who teaches you to have the ability to feel. You might can't always identify what you're feeling, but thank God today you can feel. But when you get to a point clean where you can't feel, it's not so much that I'm afraid of y'all. I'm afraid of me and what I know that I am capable of doing. And when that incident happened in my life, what I got from it is, even with 20 years clean, I am still capable of doing anything. So I'm here to allow you to know that I am not exempt. I invest in my life. I invest in my personal recovery. I give back what was so freely given to me. Sometimes I give till it's no more left for the giving. Because you got two kind of people here in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. You got givers and you got takers. And you got those who just want to be leeches. Still always looking for the easiest and softest way out. Then you got some who are like parasites. They feed off of your misfortunes. I got to call a spade a spade. And the sad part about it is that, right, everybody gets a turn. It's equal opportunity around here. You stay long enough, some stuff gonna happen to you. So that's why we need to be real mindful when one fall down. Like that song say, we fall down, but we get up. I learned, I say I've lost a dear friend. I've lost quite a few friends. I said, God don't take nothing without replacing it with something. I learned last Sunday that I'm going to be another grandmother. No, this is the shocker. I have three daughters. And I say I have three daughters because guess what? You don't have to biologically have a child to be a mother and a father. My oldest daughter, through the grace of God, came into this process at the age of 14. Last month, she celebrated 7 years clean. And everybody thought, because she's a renegade, you know, the apple don't fall too far from the tree. You see yourself in your children. And I got 50 cents in that dollar, okay? And everybody thought it was going to be Lil' Kim, because she has multiple personalities. Nobody never dreamt in a million years that it would be the one sitting there sucking the thumb. But they're the ones you watch. And that's the one it is, the one who sucks the thumb. But it'll be joy. It'll be joy. You know, my support system always say, they say I got a problem. For real. And they say I got a problem with cleaning. Now I want y'all to hear me good. I am a clean freak. I'll spring clean all year round. Wash windows when it's snowing. I'm not lying. I take my chandelier apart every month. I'll clean Thursday, Friday, I'm dusting. And they say I got a problem. But I was raised at cleanliness. It's the closest thing to godliness. And something hit me like the other day. Now I try to like leave stuff out of order. But it'll just be for like a second. Because you know what I believe? I believe this. My home, my physical home, represents how my inner being is. And when stuff is out of order, it reflects in how I live. When it's all in disarray and disarray, it reflects in how I live. I clean. Why? Because today I am in touch with that theme say, get your house in order. I am you will never, ever, ever see again. He's given you an opportunity to get your house in order. To get it right. It's a song say. It's a song that says, I can't understand, like, why he took certain members. And he said, I took those because those was ready. And those that I have not taken, I'm giving them a chance to get it right. I want to be rid of the resentment, of the anger, the triangle self-obsession. I no longer want to be consumed with things that's going to rob me of my spirit. So I told my daughter, when the baby comes, I could see myself now with a rag running behind it. For real. But what I'm saying is, God gives us life. So if you're new, if you are new, and if this is your first convention, and if this is your first time ever being in Narcotics Anonymous, remember this, that somebody prayed you here. You must do some work in praying to stay here. This thing don't work by osmosis. This thing don't work by dressing up the outside. This thing don't work by sexing it all. This thing don't work by wanting to be who you're not and trying to stay being something that you're not. It works by being who you are. It works by taking the steps. It works with sponsorship. It works with a support group. But most of all, it works with a God of your understanding. Discouraged. Would it say, accept what God allows? You're better off anyway. So tell yourself, no matter what comes, no matter what goes, as long as you hold on and you reach beyond the break. When the rope break, it's going to all work out for your good. Because if you ever let go of the rope, you're letting go of the hope. I want to thank this committee. And I want to thank y'all. And thanks for letting me share.